Now, continuing our theatre trend now, we're having a little ponder in what's coming up at the Regent Theatre. Now, I mention for you, sadly, there is an audio-described performance of Six, and Six is on the week of the 15th to the 19th of April, which I think is Easter week. But unfortunately, the audio-described performance, which I think is on the... Well, I don't think, I know, is on the 18th at 5 p.m. And should have a touch tour as well beforehand. That is sold out, so there are no tickets for that. If you do want to go, there are introductory notes on the vocalise.co.uk website, which will help you to understand the show, because it's not a very visual show from a point of view that you can follow it without an audio description if you hear the introductory notes. And there are tickets for other performances, but they're scattered about, and if there's a few of you, you probably wouldn't be able to sit together. But coming up after that, on the 5th to the 10th of May, which is a Monday through to Saturday, the Rocky Horror Show returns to the region, and ready to thrill you with fun and naughty moments, Richard O'Brien's legendary rock and roll musical, The Rocky Horror Show, comes to Stoke-on-Trent yet again as part of its new world tour. It's directed by Christopher Luscombe, who also stars in the show, and The Rocky Horror Show features timeless classics, including Sweet Transvestite, Damn It, Janet, and of course, the pelvic thrusting showstopper, The Time Warp, and it's suitable for ages 12 plus. And there's no audio described performance on that one, but the show coming up after that there is, and it's one that I've seen a few times recently, and I'll be seeing again as well. I saw it in Woking a couple of weeks ago with an audio described performance. It's And Juliet. It was a show that was on in London for a few years. I've also seen it on Broadway as well, so I'm very, very familiar with this show. Get whisked away on a fabulous journey as Juliet ditches her famous ending for a fresh beginning and a second chance at life and love, her way, though. Created by the Emmy-winning writers from Schitt's Creek, this is an hilarious musical that flips the script on the greatest love story ever told, Romeo and Juliet, and asks what would happen if Juliet didn't end it all over Romeo, and it goes in a completely different direction than what you would expect. It picks up 3 Olivier Awards and 6 What's On Stage Awards, and Anne Juliet has audience up on its feet and roaring for more. And it's also got one of the best pop hit soundtracks from Max Martin, of so many songs that you will recognise that fit into the show incredibly well, and it is a bit of a theatrical extravaganza. And Juliet's new story, it bursts to life through a playlist of pop anthems, which includes Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, Katy Perry's Roar, Ariana Grande's Problem, Backstreet Boys' Everybody, and more. And they're all from Max Martin, as I said, who is a number one hit maker, and his collaborators. So break free of the balcony scene and get into this romantic comedy that proves there's life after Romeo. Yeah, and there's an audio described performance on the Wednesday afternoon of Wednesday the 14th of May at 2:30 p.m. Hopefully we'll have a touch tour for that as well, but later, I'll confirm that later if there is going to be one or not. And you can book tickets. Also, there's some great shows coming up at the Regent. I'll just give you a little bit of a taster, but the schedule's filled up a little bit for June. It really has. So we have in June, we've got The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. That is from the 3rd of June through to Saturday the 7th. We've got Boys from the Black Stuff that I've seen in London when it was there, and that's touring all around the country at the moment. That's Tuesday the 10th to the Saturday The 14th of June. There's Calamity Jane that I'm actually going to see this weekend at the Birmingham Hippodrome, and that's Tuesday the 17th through to Saturday the 21st of June. There's a stage production, amateur production version of Shrek the Musical, and that's from Tuesday the 24th of June through to Saturday the 28th of June. And then right at the end of the month, it's a bumper month for shows. There is Bat Out of Hell back, and that is Monday the 30th of June through to Saturday the 5th of July. Not quite sure on the ones on June yet what's going to have an audio described performance. Hopefully there will be one for possibly The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and possibly one for Bat Out of Hell. But I'll find that out in the next few weeks and I will let you know what there's going to be available. But if you'd like to book tickets for any of those, then you can do, and you can call the ATG access line, and that is 0333 009, and that is 5399, and that's open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. You can also go into the theatre box office when there's a show on, and that is open, I think, an hour and a half before the show ends, so that's probably from 6 till 7:30. So if you're around at that time, or you're going to the theatre anyway, then you can book your tickets there instead. You can also go online, and that's atgtickets.com/Stoke, and all the shows that are coming up will be there, and there is a buy ticket link which you can do, but I don't think you get your discount on that, but there might be a way of doing it now. And you can also, if you need any help with access, go to atgtickets.com/access, and it'll give you an option to select the venue you want and talk to an access ambassador who will be able to come back and answer all your questions. So those are all your options, and we'll have some more previews for you and maybe a review or two when we're back in April.